Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people. What's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with that RAI Radio Network. Y'all know the one that hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. We don't do nothing small around these parts around here. And y'all know we don't gas. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce my man, Mr. Flatline, as we are waiting for him to get on the line because we are on time for this one right here. You feel me? Now, Mr. Flatline, if you listen out there, baby, I'm going to go ahead and give me a call, honey, because it seemed like you were a little delayed. And we are on the way. So, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about my boy before we get him in as we are waiting. Mr. Flatline, I have got a chance to listen to one of his tunes, which wasn't too bad. You know what I'm saying? It's called High Off of Life. Now, this track right here is definitely spinning in a couple of different areas. Like I said, we don't do nothing small around here. So, he is actually spinning between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. on 106.1 San Diego BMI and 103.7 The Beach. Now, that's only one of my man's tracks, you feel me? He's also spinning on 103.2 Atlanta Jam with his theme song, I'm Serious. You know what I'm saying? So serious. Also, he has another one on 98.5 FM KMIX called Let Go. Like I said, honey, we don't do nothing small around here. So I'm going to need my boy to call in, Mr. Flatline. We are waiting for you to get on the line. Okay, baby? Go ahead and call. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? We're waiting for you. The people want to talk to you real quick. But as we are waiting for my guy, just sent my man a text message, letting him know we are live on the air while we're waiting. I'm going to need y'all to go check him out. Check out everything he got going on at www.twitter.com/ P-H-A, or P-H-L-A-T-L-Y-N-E, B-E-A-T-Z, you feel me? Flatline Beats, you know what I'm saying? These cats be having crazy names out here, y'all mean? But y'all can definitely check him out on that www.instagram.com/J-U-M-G-E-N-T. Also, get with my man on that good old Spotify, which is where I found his Joan High Off Life. Now, y'all know y'all girl be a stalker sometimes, and I like to check up on mine, you feel me? So I definitely checked out both of his pages, seen that my man has definitely got a few things going on, more than just the artistry of music and rapping. He is definitely multifaceted and multi-talented. You know what I'm saying? My man got his fingers all up in guitar strings, you feel me? Got a new joint and everything. So, like I said, y'all need to check him out, stay updated. See what he got going on. Still trying to get my man on the line, Mr. Flatline. Go ahead and call me, baby. Y'all already know what it is. And if you already know my man and you want to vouch for him, go ahead and give me a call at that 516-418-5790, honey. Go ahead and give me a call. Let me rap about what's going on with you and him. How you know it? What you feel about it? You know what I'm saying? Give me a little bit of info on what you know. Now, I got a chance to read over his bio a little bit, and we actually had him on the show before, you know what I'm saying? So he's definitely repping Washington, North Carolina, but you know what I'm saying? I've never had the pleasure of going to. But he is a part of the group J-U-M-G. Now, I know they have a couple of cats in that camp. They always keep each other on their toes. They always are making sure each other are on time for everything that they do. You know what I'm saying? They rehearse. They are definitely a brotherhood that I can get behind and I can stand with, you know what I'm saying? Because most of y'all cats out here ain't about that life. You know you ain't. Y'all don't want to be standing by yourself, you know what I'm saying, and wonder why you're standing by your lonesome at the end. But, you know what I'm saying, I ain't hating none of y'all who think y'all can do a J. Cole style. I'm saying, though. But my man does have a group behind him. It is a management group. He is definitely doing his thing as well as them. So, like I said, you want to go ahead and check my boy out? Go ahead and hit him up on that twitter.com/ P-H-L-A-P-H-A Y'all already know these names, baby, these names. P-H-L-A-T-L-Y-N-E-B-E-A-T-Z. Hop on over to that Instagram.com at www.instagram.com. J-U-M-G-E-N-T. Check him out on that Spotify, Winkin Zoom, High Off Life. Now, I wanted to talk to him real quick, you know, so we can get him on the line, get him on time. I just want to talk to him because I felt like this track was more of a conscious track. Now, I see more artists nowadays are coming out with this type of music, although it's not really widely accepted in the masses, but it is becoming a wave, which I feel like is soon to take over the BS that we got coming through our music and through our waves and through our speakers as we speak right now. Not hating anything that's going on because you can groove to these things. But there is definitely a negative connotation to some of these things. They're speaking about things and turning the younger generation onto things that really shouldn't be thought about until you're older. Some of these things you shouldn't even think about when you're older because you already know you're messing up your own lives. But I feel like the conscious rap is becoming a big wave. And I wanted to talk to my man on how he felt about that track being labeled a conscious track. So if you know my boy Flatline, go ahead and tell him to hit me up at that 516-418-5790. If you know Mr. Flatline, you know what I'm saying, and you run with his camp, you know what I'm saying, tell me where he going to call in. Because right now we are running a little bit out of time because you're normal a small fish in a big pond, and after this, back to your regularly scheduled program. So we only get a little bit of time to talk to these artist, you know what I'm saying? So if you are in the J-U-M-G camp, roll through on your girl real quick. Talk to me about your man's, you know what I'm saying? How y'all met up? Why y'all picked him? Why y'all do what y'all do when y'all do what y'all do? Inquiring minds want to know, baby. So make sure y'all check it for my boy. Like I said, that High Off Life is spinning on 106.1 San Diego, BMI. Also on 103.7 The Beach, baby. Between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. And if you're really hard up for some Flatline, you can catch him with that Joan, I'm Serious, on 103.2 Jams Atlanta. Then he has Let It Go playing on 98.5 FM, KMIX. So he is all over the place, honey. He's just bouncing and bouncing and bouncing, which is exactly what you want in your music career. You want more than one station spinning your stuff to make sure and then you get your royalties, you feel me? Because all of these are DRT tracking radio stations, and every one of them pays, you feel me? So, check my boy. I think we might have him on the line. Oh, and we only got a couple minutes left. What's up, Mr. Flatline?
What's going on with
you? Yo, what's good?
I can't call it. What's going on?
Yo, we've been waiting for you to get on the line, baby. We've been on line for a long time. We only got a couple minutes left on the podcast, like maybe one and some change. So go ahead and talk to them real quick about High Off Life. I already talked to them a little bit about my side of it. But since we only got a couple minutes left, we're going to talk to them about that. The Simpsons, shout out to these people.
All right, well, let me apologize because I called into the wrong number. Let me apologize to everyone. But High Off Life was basically just me venting my thoughts of what's going on in the world today with all the killing and, you know, am I my brother's and am I my sister's keeper? So I was just venting my thoughts. That's basically what the song boils down to, just me venting.
Okay, KK, because I was telling my people, I feel like it's a conscious, you know, sort of track, which is, you know, becoming a big thing nowadays. And I feel like that's going to be the next big wave, you know, outside of the BS that's already playing across our speakers, you know what I'm saying, coming across the waves. So, you know, I hats off to you because a lot of people aren't able to write those type of tracks. All they can write about is what they're already talking about on their radio stations and what they're seeing on TV. You feel me?
I feel you, definitely. Well, the thing is, I got songs about stuff that I've seen or done been through and stuff like that. But through just one of the moments, man, when I wrote that song, that I just had to get it off my chest. So, because I wrote it.
No,
and
I definitely
feel
that.
Like, when I wrote it, put it down for a while, then I picked it back up and said, yo, it kept calling my name, like, for me to just go ahead and do it, finish writing it, and put it out.
No doubt, no doubt. Like, much respect, hats off to you for that, you know what I'm saying? I was letting them know all the radio stations that you are spinning on, you know what I'm saying, because you are definitely doing your thing. I was on your Twitter, and I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 radio stations that you're playing on with different tracks like Let It Go, I'm Serious, and, of course, High Off Life. That's definitely what these cats want to be doing. So for all my listeners out there, take a lesson in that. Go ahead and get the radio stations, your music, whatever you got to do. Make sure you are spending on DRT tracking radio stations so you can get some of them royalties, baby, because they're passing you by. It's going to be Take a Note from Black Line. Yeah, dig. Now, like I said, people, I'm a small fish in a big pond. After this, I can really schedule a program. We only get a little bit of time. Just a flat line. You're going to have to come back and see me, baby, because I done already hyped you up. I done told the people where they can find you at. All that jazz. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we definitely coming. You know, we in the process. We working on the actual JUMG LP. That's gonna be coming out soon. We finishing it up. You know, the High Life was my solo track, and I'm working on more solo tracks in the midst of being a part of the JUMG group. So we coming. We hitting hard.
Oh yeah. Make sure you come back and rap with me about that. Mama, you already know you got my link, so go ahead and hit that up. Schedule some more time with me so we can get in depth about what's going on, because, you know, inquiring minds want to know, Big Daddy.
I got you. I'm in the building anytime.
No doubt, no doubt. For all my people out there in listening land, I already told you where you can find my boy at. If you don't remember, rewind this one more time so you can keep it on your mind. You feel me? I'm going to get my boy back in the building to come and talk to y'all again. Yeah, baby. But for now, we do got to say deuces. You know what I'm saying? We're going to catch all y'all on the flip side. Mr. Flatline, come back and bless me, baby. You feel me?
For sure. I'll be back to bless you. For sure.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, listening, lady, you already know who it is. It's your girl, LaJay, baby. With that, RAI Radio Network and Radio Pushers, I want to thank all the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do. We do what we do, baby. We wouldn't be nothing without you, baby. You feel me? But right now, we're going to have to say deuces, and we're going to catch all y'all on the flip side. We out.